Hi everyone, Alita St. James, and I'm so excited to tell you that Life Shift with Go and Live Your Dream that I wrote in 2005 is a nationwide bestseller. And I started recording it this weekend and it rocks. So if you want to live your best life and quantum shift, get Life Shift today and start working with it. It was 20 years ahead of its time, but it's still powerful and it rocks.
Hello all, and welcome back to The Ageless Factor with Alita St. James. Alita is a world-renowned master energy healer and intuitive life coach. She made international headlines in 2004 for giving birth to twins at the age of 57 and is the successful author of Life Shift, Let Go, and Live Your Dreams. In The Ageless Factor, she will introduce you to amazing people she has met along the way. Here you will learn Alita's secrets to ageless living with some of the most highly esteemed professionals in the psycho-spiritual world. So welcome back, and stay tuned for yet another episode of The Ageless Factor with Alita St. James.
Hi everyone, this is Alita St. James. I'm celebrating today Life Shift, Let Go and Live Your Dream, which was written in 2005, I'd say 20 years ahead of its time. And I just found out now that it's a nationwide bestseller. Hooray! So that's on the heels of my next book, which is talking about living out of the box. So I want to just enlighten you into some of the steps for agelessness and why I look so young at almost 77. It's because I follow the principles in Life Shift. And one of the most important things that I want you to really connect into is that we have four bodies. We have the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual. So now in my work, I deal with all of them. And how I deal with them is by detoxing on a very deep level the physical, because within the cells of the physical body, we have inflammation, which is called physical toxins from the food that we eat, from the vaccines that we have, from the atmosphere that we breathe in, from the parasites, the worms, the mold that we take into our bodies, just from our environment. And that creates toxicity in the gut, in the whole body, and especially in the brain. And when the toxicity goes into the brain from the gut and the rest of the body, that's when we really get hit very hard with dementia, Alzheimer's, and deteriorating degenerative diseases. So, of course, you go to your doctor, you take your blood test at a certain age, you find out certain things, and you might go home when he's saying, or she's saying, everything's perfect. But if you really do a deep dive into a functional medicine doctor who can look at your spike protein levels, who can look at inflammation levels, who can look at all the different kinds of things that you need that create tumors in your body. So you look at your tumor markers. So basically we're looking at the inflammation in your body, which you can go to a regular doctor and get blood tests and they can look at you and say, wow, you're really great. But if you go to a functional medical doctor and you say, look, I want to get my inflammation looked at, in my blood, what are my markers on that? I want to get my tumor markers looked at, and I want to find out about parasites, worms, mold in my body. Those are key things in your physiology that you need to detox, because the only reason that I look the way I do is because I follow that in a physical way. Now, in July of last year, I wound up with breast cancer, and that was a bit of a shock for me because I was eating perfectly and et cetera, et cetera. I have my idea about how that happened. I won't go into it right now. The only thing I was interested is in getting the teeny little tumor out and rehabbing myself, getting down the inflammation, making sure there were no more tumor markers in my body. And so I went to Mexico for the cure. That's what I needed to do. So it's an option for you. My point is that if you do not follow inflammation in your body, you are going to age. You're going to get arthritis in the joints. You're going to get, you know, decrepitude happening when you don't have to. So when people look at me and say, you're almost 77, you don't look it, I always say, and I never will. And they laugh. But that's in my head. I never will. So when I was pregnant, and the naysayers would say to me, what are you going to look like, you know, when the kids are 18 and 19 and you're in your 70s? I said, better then than I do now. And I do. I can attest to that fact when I look at the pictures. I have not aged, but I work on it. Now, there's all different kinds of things that you can do for detoxing and taking proper nutrition and taking your supplements. That's so, so important. But beyond that, I work very strongly in the emotional body. The emotional body is your feelings. They get lodged in the cells of the body and in the organs. And Candace Pert wrote this wonderful book, Molecules of Emotion, and she was a neuroscientist. I worked with her on her, actually, after she wrote her book. But when I met Candace Pert, and she was doing a lot of research on the cure for AIDS, neuroscientist, she basically wrote a book called Molecules of Emotion, which is very, very much like the Chinese way that they look at the body, which is that the organs hold emotion. So her whole book was saying, it's not really from the brain, it's from the organs and the cells of your physiology. So for instance, the liver equals anger, if you're holding on to that, on the right side. On the left side, you have the spleen and pancreas, which is not receiving the sweetness of life. And then the gallbladder on the right side is right under the liver, it's what galls you. Then you have the thyroid, which deals with not really expressing yourself. And so on and so forth, all the different parts of your body. So when I work with people, I look not only at the blocks in the physical body of what's creating the inflammation, but what's creating inflammation in your emotional body that's causing you to age. So if you really go back to your childhood, and I have the ability to see that, I can say, okay, what's happening between 6 and 7, 2 and 4. And often people say, oh my God, that's when my parents got divorced. That's when my brother or sister were born. That's when la, la, la. And then I can actually see what happens in that trauma at that time for my client who's sitting in front of me, or for my client who I'm doing a remote or on the radio or even on television, because everything is like a field, a screen. It goes in front of people. So I'm able to read the field as well as the physical person. So once you see what that is, then you can see, oh my goodness, there's a belief system that I'm not good enough to be loved. I'm abandoned, lack of self-esteem. If there was comparison in the family or in school, never leveling up to where you should be. And then you carry that through. So even though your conscious mind isn't doing that, your subconscious is holding that belief system. And basically, the research says we function 90% from our subconscious, which is like shocking, right? So you want to find out, oh my goodness, we need to have the subconscious and conscious in the physical as well as emotional body match up. So there's congruity in terms of what you're feeling and how you can manifest it. So people go through saying affirmations 1,000 times or 100 times in the mirror or whatever. But the thing is, you can say it, but if your subconscious is not grokking it, I want to say, is saying, this is not true, you're not going to really level up to that level that you need to. However, if you clear out the physical body and you clear out the emotional body, clear, shift, and recreate, and start them vibrating at a higher level, then it's open to whatever your mind starts to focus on. Now, the physical and emotional body deal with the theta part of the brain, which is the primitive brain. it's the brain in the back, right where the neck is, hits the spine. And that is survival, fight or flight. That's where the depression comes in, anxiety comes in, the feeling of, oh my God, it's hopeless, let me forget this, or you want to give up. Now, so often the thing that creates aging is giving up. People are programmed to think that, oh God, I'm going to be 65 and then it's over. Or women think, just because I'm not sexually at my prime or the way I look, and men usually like younger women, which is really not true in terms of what I've been experiencing in my life, all right, throw that one out, is that then you're, why go to the gym? Why fight? Why reinvent myself when it's over? Well, it's not over till it's over, and you decide when it's over. And so then you say, if I'm going to live with vitality, then I have to have a body and an emotional energy that matches what I'm projecting in my mind, so that you've got the physical, emotional, and mental bodies working in harmony with each other. So if you say, I'm a loving being, I unconditionally love myself, you're not saying that from your head. You're saying that from your whole physiology, physically, emotionally, and mentally. Then you start to empower yourself. So you actually can create a channel that goes up the center of your body, which is in celebration of yourself. That's extraordinary, because then you're not in opposition ever. So in Life Shift, even though I wrote this while the kids were in their car seats next to me, and I had 4 months to write it, okay, so they said Simon & Schuster gave me the book deal, and they said, this is great, right after I gave birth. Nancy Hancock came to the hospital, Mount Sinai, and I signed the contract, right? That was the good news. And then they said, and now the bad news is you have 4 months to write it. So, you know, in the book world, it's like, hurry up and wait. Write that book, and then you have to wait a year for it to come out. But in 2005, I had all the elements of what I'm really learning 100,000,000% creates that ageless factor. So then when you have your physical, emotional, and mental bodies vibrating at a higher level, then you can match the spiritual energy that comes in. So what is the spiritual energy? The spiritual energy is your soul, your highest spiritual self, God, the universe, guardian angels, beings of light, whatever you want to hook up into that gives you the feeling of something higher than yourself. And what definitely is my secret sauce, it's not only all this work that I've done for, I don't know, since I was 20, I was called the Indiana Jones of the soul because I went all over the world, India, Peru, the heights of Machu Picchu, Santa Fe, Sedona, you name it, Mexico, into the caves, the cenotes, the mountains, to be with spiritual masters to teach me extraordinary ways to heal myself, that because of who I am, and I was in a show business career at the time, I got it into myself and I wanted to share it. And then I would work with my actors because they would go, what's going on with you? You know, you look so good. You're this, that, you know, you got some fire going for you, girl. And I said, well, I just did this primal therapy work for like 3 years from 6 at night with Thurman Scott, who was like amazing in theater and in whole, sticking the emotions of the primal therapy into your acting and your directing work. And he just got in there and we went from 6 o'clock at night until 1 and 2 in the morning, 3 days a week. And we were dedicated to going through all these processes and turning it into creative energy, into our monologues, into our work with each other, into creating our own plays. And that's the dedication that it took. So when I have people that have emotional trauma, I understand every aspect of emotional trauma because I went through my own journey, but I also saw so many people go through theirs. And when I did that, after 3 or 4 years, I went, you know what? It's not enough to go through your physical and emotional traumas, you need to have different belief systems. Otherwise, you just keep going around and around about things that hurt you, you were angry about. You know, there's some people that are still blaming their parents, you know, and that's kind of old when you're 65, all right, or 70. If you're stuck in the past, you are going to look ancient and decrepit. I'm sorry, that's just what happens. Because even when you have a facelift, look at some of your friends, all right, around your age range, right, that have facelifts. Many of them, all right, the first time they get a facelift, if it's with a good doctor, please God, all right, they're not pulled out. You can say, oh, you look younger. And then all of a sudden, a year goes by, a year and a half goes by, and they start looking the same. Maybe they're not as saggy, but if they haven't changed their consciousness, they start aging, or they start looking a little weird. Once you let go of the resentments and the angers and the hurts and the things like I should have, could have, whatever, and the criticism of yourself and the lack of self-love, and just allow yourself to vibrate to a higher level inside every cell of your body, your physical, emotional, and mental body, then you can actually open up to receive the healing energy of your highest spiritual self, your soul, God, the universe, all that is. It's not a concept. It becomes an actual vibrational frequency. So if you notice in my podcast or in my website and in my Instagram, pictures that I took 6 months ago look older than what I look now, 6 months later, because I had more time to work with the scalar light waves, the EESC system, than I do as much as I possibly can to level up to higher frequencies. And still working on detoxing my physiology. Because, you know, as much as I say, okay, I'm staying at 35 and I'm rocking it and I'm hot and sexual and, you know, my life hasn't ended, it's just begun. There's things that are programs within our body that actually create zombie cells. Can you believe that? When your cells are dying and you're getting older, they become zombie cells in your body and they don't leave. And so they create toxicity. When you're younger, the cells die and you get them out. As you get older, they just stockpile up. So then you have to get rid of them. You have to do everything you possibly can to get rid of them. So when you do that, and then you're vibrating at a higher level of frequency, a spiritual energy, then, and it comes into your body because it's unconditional love for who you are as a person, and you celebrate yourself with blessings and appreciation. So even if you didn't have the career you wanted, there was another path for you, and you became something else, and you connected with someone else. And even if you were married and you were shocked and you wound up in a divorce and yada, 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 what else is possible in your life so that you don't have to die because you had this big heartbreak? You go on. I mean, in my life, I've gone on many times, I must say, and I'm still going to go on until I decide it's time to get out of here. And as you know, I have made a declaration that it's going to be 120 years old. So you can rest assured that I'm going to keep giving you tips on how I'm not getting decrepit into my 80s, into my 90s, and then I'm going into my hundreds. Because they're going to have more and more things that we can do. You know, they're already going up in space and finding out, oh my goodness, I think Dr. Sinclair is working with NASA, and they're saying there's something in space that can actually reverse our aging now. So in 10 years, they could be using that. Who knows what it is? But my point is, I've seen people that have taken stem cells every single year. They have the money to do that. They go all over the world. Do they look young? No. Maybe a little bit. So they're all feeling stroppy. Yeah, look like 55. But they haven't done the physical, emotional, and mental work. They haven't brought in the spiritual light. And so they look dense to me. They don't look vibrant. They don't radiate light. So for you, at a certain age, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, do not look at yourself with a picture of, oh, this is what 65 is like, this is what 55 is like, I can't wait to become a grandmother, et cetera, et cetera. you know, you can be a grandmother and look young. You don't have to look like a grandmother, in quotes. I never had children, and I had them at 57, as some of you know. Now they're almost 20, to have a be a grandmother. I was always thinking of being their mom. And eventually, if I'm going to live to 120, sure, I'll be a grandmother. But I'm not living to be a grandmother when I hit 55. I'm not living to be a grandmother at 65. That's part of your process. So you want to live vitally. You want to say, what else is possible? You want to say to yourself, how can I reinvent myself and get excited about getting up in the morning and doing things? Because if you do and say, what miracles can I create today? What else is possible? I just got the worst shock of my life. You know, blah, blah, blah happened. I feel horrible. I'm upset. I have financial pressure. We all go through that. Those are the challenges of life. And I'm not making short of that because, you know, I've got two kids. I'm a single parent. Life is not a bowl of cherries constantly. But I don't stick in the trauma. I don't go into, oh my God, how am I going to do this? I feel it. I breathe into it. I let it go. And then I say to myself, okay, what else is possible here? And then your mind goes, oh, maybe you can do that. Try this one. Call that one up. Keep going. And then you have something to do so that the fear of destruction or, you know, the worst possible thing that could happen in your life turns you into creative energy. So I will always say to people, when you find resistance with inside of yourself, that means fear, and that means double the amount of energy behind it. And so once you get past the fear, it's like stage fright, you rock it because you have double the amount of energy to create. And the thing that is the key is co-creating constantly with what else is possible. When you wake up in the morning, when you feel whatever you feel, you don't close the shutters and say, all right, this is it, unless you want to get old and decrepit. But I would say that if you're looking at my podcast, which is The Ageless Factor, you're curious at, what is she doing? Now, I had a facelift when I was 49. I'm now almost 77. According to the plastic surgeons, that's over, all right? I should be getting another one. But right now, I don't need one because I'm doing everything that I can to maintain my youthful appearance, but also my youthful spirit. And that's what I want you to connect into. It's your youthful spirit. And your youthful spirit is a thing that will keep you on and on and keep it on no matter what happens in your life. So you decide, all right, somewhere in your consciousness, I've helped people go through the death situation. Like, I've seen the soul take a person out on a physical level. So somewhere your soul is already looking at you going, all right, maybe we'll take you out right now or this or that. It's not the physical body. The physical body will hold on. That's why you see people, you know, they become 100 pounds. They can barely breathe. They won't die. You're almost begging them to go. Nope, they won't go. I had a really good friend of mine who was in the emergency ward, right? He was there for 12 days. He did not want to go. All right, he was turning black because they cut off everything. He wasn't eating. He had no fluids. He didn't have any oxygen going in. He was alive and he was not going to die. And I said to him, I said, you know, I love you and I'm going to leave you, but I think it's time for you to go. You are turning black. And so I left the hospital and right after that he went. And a lot of times people wait till you go before they go, or they wait till you come before they go. Depends. So when I saw that, I went, wow, okay, the body holds on. And then the soul comes in and goes, okay, time to go into the other dimension, and then let's see what else is possible for you. So if you're holding on to losses of people that had passed, and you feel like you're alone by yourself, you have to open up and get another group of friends and people that you can relate to. I mean, most of my family is gone. My mom, my father, my cousins, and we had like 50 gazillion of them between the Polish and the Italian. They're not there. My kids are growing up with an extended family. My mother and father, I was very close to, I love them. But as my mother said to me 3 weeks after she passed, I was meditating. She said, why are you so sad? And I said, well, because you're not here. And she said, oh, Alita. And I can feel this telepathically, right? I was hearing it telepathically. Don't be silly, she said. Now you're free, because I was taken care of her on weekends, all right? Pretty much. You're free now. You can go and do what you want to do. And now I'm free. And I can go and do what I want to do. And I promise you, I'll come back and see you again. And I said to her, well, that's easy for you. You're in another dimension. That could be 2 million lifetimes from now. She said, no, no. We're going to connect again. I promise you. And then she disappeared. And I swear it, I wasn't making that up. That was a telepathic communication. And so I went, wow. She made an agreement with us kids. My brother Curtis, who's the head of the Guardian Angels, is going to run for mayor next year. My sister, who's like amazing in terms of human rights, a journalist, a professor of journalism, constantly fighting for rights of people. She's amazing. Those parents put the three of us on this planet to do our work for mankind. And then when that was over, they went, bye-bye, and off to wherever. And occasionally, you know, they come back in, I talk to them, et cetera. But if you're holding on to loss and you think, I can't be here without that person, that's going to age you and that's going to take you out. There's a reason why you're there without that person, because you grow. Without that person, you have to grow in different ways. You have to look at different things to energize you, to find support. And that's why I believe there's a cycle of life and death. So look at your life from this podcast and kind of think, does this make sense? Am I doing that? And get life shift. Now that I know it's a national bestseller, people that have gotten it, they say it's definitely the transformation of their life. They put it by their bed and they underline it and put little things on it and look at it. And then recently in my Cabo retreats, my ageless retreats in Mexico, I'm having people ask a question like, what do I need to know today for myself, for my transformational process? And I swear to you, every time they open it up, it's to the absolute right guidance. Read it, boom. All right, that puts me on my path for the day. And of course, there's all sorts of things that you could do on a spiritual level. Unity, your own religion, your own church, your own synagogue, whatever it is, in Hinduism, the temple, Buddhism, a temple, whatever that is, move into your spiritual source, but don't just stay up in your spiritual energy, integrate it into your physical, and then you'll have a blast in your life as you go through the ages. So my life's getting better and better, and I don't expect it not to. And so anything is possible. Game on. I'm ready. So I want you to be inspired to do that yourself. And I want you to have the information from my podcast, my Instagram, my Facebook, from private sessions that I offer that you can find at the end of this podcast, how to get in touch with me. And so you can level up and be the best you can possibly be and have a blast in your lifetime till it's the end and you decide, time for me to go. So use Life Shift as a good tool. Tune into my podcast and everything I have on the internet. And I will be with you on your journey. Blessings, Alita St. James. Hi, everyone. If you've watched this podcast and you feel a transformational shift, I would love for you to subscribe and join our spiritual energy group and also share it with your friends. I'm also on Instagram, Alita_St. James, and all the other platforms like Facebook and Twitter and even TikTok, believe it or not, at my age, and spread the ageless factor. My love and blessings to you, Alita St. James.